Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated BF Goodrich All-Terrain TAK02. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
The Volume.
This is Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
What is up, Straight Fire fam? It's me, Jason McIntyre, Straight Fire for Tuesday, January 22nd. Wow, the NBA got super duper lucky. The day after, the NFL has massive ratings, awesome games, huge drama. The NBA, yes, the NBA, ladies and gentlemen, delivers with the first time that two players have gone over 60 points on the same night. Since 1978. Yes, Joel Embiid drops a 70-burger in just 34 minutes, and Carl Anthony Towns finishes with 62 in a loss. We'll do that shortly. Apparently, both were kind of paying homage to Kobe Bryant, who dropped 81 points 18 years ago last night. And Joel Embiid first went up and got 70. Now, listen. I've probably been too hard on Joel Embiid, to be fair. You guys know I was a Ben Simmons truther. I moved out here to L.A., you know, start going to the gym, which is the old Clippers facility, meet some guys. They are in the Ben Simmons camp. They work with him. They train him. Like, they're friendly with him. And they're saying how great of a guy he is. And, oh, gee, this guy. Who didn't like Simmons coming out of LSU? Guys had all the talent in the world, Magic Johnson capabilities, you know, all NBA, all could defend five positions, and it just didn't work with him and Embiid. But I was a Simmons truther as long as I could hold out, and then, hey, I admit I was on the wrong side, and Embiid is the guy, and Joel Embiid wins the MVP. Now, he still has not had the playoff success that he needs and deserves and wants and craves, and maybe it's this year. But undeniably, the defending NBA MVP, 70 points in 34 minutes, most in 76ers franchise history. They had 59 through three quarters, okay? If they had kept him in longer, Kobe, by the way, when he scored, let me see here. Kobe, when he dropped 81, I think he did it in 42 minutes. So Embiid 70 in 34. If they had kept him out there, you know, maybe he break tops 81. I don't know. 70 points, 18 boards, Embiid is on such a tear. It's the 21st straight game he scored 30 or more. He's just unstoppable offensively. And by the way, he was going up against the Spurs, the worst team in the league, and Wembanyama, the rookie, he had 33, but nobody cares. Like, normally a rookie drops 33 on Embiid. It's like, ooh, that's it. Wow, Embiid, way to go. Wemby, you're going at the MVP. That's awesome. And then you realize the Spurs are maybe the worst team in the league, and it doesn't matter. My Wembanyama defensive player of the year ticket, that's up in smoke, no shot. But nevertheless, congrats to Embiid. I probably have been too harsh on him, but 70 points in 34 minutes is otherworldly. Carl Anthony Towns started incredibly hot, had 44 at halftime, And then the Timberwolves kind of petered out, and then they got destroyed in the fourth quarter at home by lowly Charlotte. LaMelo Ball, Bridges, and the young kid Brandon Miller from Alabama. He was cooking. Here's the weird part about Towns. 62 points, 10 threes, and then 7 turnovers. And it's, I don't have the breakdown of when they happened, but the fourth quarter unraveled so poorly that Chris Finch, after the game, kind of buried his team in the media. You know, there's a lot of ways to be immature. We disrespected the game. We disrespected ourselves. We got exactly what we deserved. Now, you know the bozos on NBA Twitter who just defend every player and love, like, you know, elite layup packages over winning. You know, they're going to come after Finch and be like, oh, come on, Carl Anthony Towns had a 75% true shooting percentage. Like they lost the game, you know? Forget style points, guys. Cat had 62 and they lost. Like, that's a brutal loss. And the Timberwolves are good, right? They're a really good team. Finch is a great coach. He came on the Herd one day in the studio, you know, and of course, I'm a sponge when I get around these guys. I'm asking him all these questions. Super nice guy. Excellent coach. Knows X's and O's as well as anybody. I kind of got to side with Finch here. Like, you go watch the fourth quarter. It's on YouTube, guys. It's selfish basketball. Oh, Cat had 44 and a half. We got to keep feeding him. Win the freaking game. Okay? Win the game. Worry about everything else. Now, I do want to put some of this scoring into context. This is crazy. I decided to look this up because I'm like, man, two guys dropping 60? And you look around the league and it's like every single night somebody's going off for 30, 40, 50. The offensive talent in the NBA has never, ever been this good. I don't care what the people tell you. The offense has never been this good, ever, in the league. So I looked this up. 1993-94. Okay? This would be 30 years ago. There were 5 players in the NBA who averaged 25 or more points per game. Okay? That's it. 5. And tell me what these guys have in common. David Robinson, Shaq, Olajuwon, Dominique, and Mailman. 3 centers, a wing on a, you know, okay team that was going nowhere, but he had to score all the points. And then Karl Malone, who was like, you know, 15 feet and in everything. Bigs dominated. 5 guys, 25 points per game. A decade after that, now 20 years ago, 2003, 2004, kind of a wasteland, if you will, for the NBA. It was the post-Jordan, pre-LeBron era in 2003, 2004. Only 2 guys averaged 25 points per game. T-Mac and Allen Iverson. Okay, now let's go a decade ago. So we did 30 years, then we did 20, now we're doing 10 years ago. And we're back, 5 guys averaging 25 points per game. Guys that you know and are still in the league. KD, Melo, LeBron, Love, and Harden. Melo obviously retired. This year, okay, so 10 years ago, 5 guys. 20 years ago, 2 guys. 30 years ago, 5 guys averaging 25 points per game. This year, 17 players are averaging 25 points per game. 17, folks. Okay? I mean, what is that? 300% increase from a decade ago? I mean, this is insane. Come on. 17 guys averaging 25 points per game? Now, I know a lot of people are shouting, Jay, it's not about the offense. It's nobody plays any defense. Okay, that's certainly part of it. Defense is not the level it used to be, undeniable. The league knows. People turn on TVs and fill up arenas to watch offense. They don't go to watch 94-87 rock fights, which is what 2003-2004, that's like the San Antonio Spurs, Detroit Pistons, like those were some of the ugliest series ever. And you could go look up the stats and the numbers. Those games were brutal. Like, unforgettable stuff. It was like Jason Kidd and Kenyon Martin, those Nets teams. Like, again, the league had talent, obviously. But it was kind of a down cycle after the high flying 80s, the Jordan led 90s. And then there was like that kind of weird in between years where you just started to like, who's the next superstar? Who's going to be the face of the league? And it was like, oh, maybe it's Yao Ming. It's not going to be Yao Ming. And they've ended up being LeBron and Kobe and got into Curry. But some of the guys now that are 25 points per game are like, could have like led the league in scoring back then, like Trae Young, Donovan Mitchell, Devin Booker. Jalen Brunson. And here's the crazy thing. I just used 25 as a cutoff, right? Tyrese Maxey's at 26. Kyrie Irving's at 25. Here are the two guys just under 25. Anthony Davis, 24.9. LeBron, 24.8. So if you were to extend it beyond 25 points per game, the numbers might even be more drastic. I mean, hell, Terry Rozier's putting up 23 points per game. Terry Rozier, okay? Like, just put that in context. He's not an all-NBA guy. He's not an all-star. And he's putting up 23 a game. So the NBA scoring is at... We're just never seen stuff like this. And yeah, we can say it's statistical inflation and we can blame the lack of defense and nobody wanted to try. The reality is the players are more skilled than they ever have been. Wembanyama comes in as a teenager and goes for 33 and it's barely registers. Go back and look and see what happened. What was the reaction when like Curry went for 30 as a rookie? I don't even know if he did. LeBron had a couple really, really, really nice games. It's just, it's crazy where the NBA is right now.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of General tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their General Tire, test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
This is John Middlecoff from 3 and Out with John Middlecoff. eBay Motors is here for the ride. You know what I remember about my first car? Is that the moment I got it, I wanted to improve it. Because like most 16-year-old kids, you don't exactly get a luxury automobile. So you look at it, you go, well, I need to add some speakers. I need to tint out the windows. I need to make this thing the coolest car possible so I can cruise around town with all my buddies, waving at the babes, and enjoy myself. So my favorite part of car culture when I was young was definitely the subwoofers in the back of the car. And we built the boxes from scratch, had multiple 12-inch subs, and you could hear me coming from a long, long way away. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly. Brake kits, LED headlights, roof racks, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL playoffs, is bringing you an offer that'll help make the playoffs electrifying. New customers can bet $5 on any game and get $200 instantly in bonus bets. So yeah, if you were taking a favorite, say, on Sunday, parlayed with another favorite, say, on Sunday, there's a real good opportunity for you to cash here. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code STRAIGHTFIRE. New customers can bet just $5 and get $200 instantly in bonus bets only on DraftKings Sportsbook with code STRAIGHTFIRE. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 8778-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777. 7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas. 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/football for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources. My gut tells me things are going to heat up a little bit as we get closer to the trade deadline. I saw ESPN wisely. Again, this is good. NFL only has 3 games left. There's not as much just news and information. A lot of the coaching stuff has petered out. We'll get to it shortly. But it's like the Dallas job staying closed, the Philadelphia job not going to be open. NFL starting to wind down, folks, which is kind of good for NFL content providers who desperately need a break. But the NBA is starting to heat up, and ESPN now has a countdown clock to the deadline. I think it's at 15 days and something else. And you're starting to see, Lakers DeJounte Murray heating up. I'm like, I don't buy it. What are we getting? I mean, I like DeJounte Murray, and I was advocating the Hawks as a team to watch. I love the DeJounte Murray trade. I thought the Hawks could make a run last year, this year. It's like I was wrong on both fronts. I don't see what he brings to the table that is going to maybe get the Lakers over the hump and to beat the Denver Nuggets and make a run back to the conference final. I don't see how DeJounte Murray does that. And I'm a firm believer. If you remember last year, the Rui Hachimura thing kind of was super quiet. Nobody had a whiff of it. And boom, Rui Hachimura is on the Lakers. And he was good. There's got to be somebody better. I think it's LaVine. I see he's injured now and he's going to be out for a minute. Other people seem to think there's no way it's Zach LaVine. Again, and I've been saying this, I've been consistent on LaVine. The guy was an Olympian. He's an awesome scorer. He's a great shooter. Catch and shoot. I mean, this guy, like the numbers back it up. Like Zach LaVine can play. The problem is he's not a number one. Just as we found out with Kevin Love in Minnesota, Chris Bosh in Toronto. I mean, you go on down the list. Andrew Wiggins more recently in Minnesota. And when you can take a really talented player, take the burden off of them of being a one, and then they get to downshift into the, oh, you're now the third guy? Oh, hell, that is incredible. Like, Wiggins was really unlocked when there was no pressure on him. He was a wing. Hey, we'll get some buckets for you. Go defend. Play loose, free. There's no pressure. Curry and Clay, well, they'll bring us home. We got Draymond. I mean, Zach LaVine joins LeBron and AD and Reeves, and it's like, hey, Zach, no pressure. Now, the problem, of course, is the contract. I get that. It's burdensome. We'll see. But I'm a firm believer that it's going to be something better and a better fit than DeJounte Murray. And remember, they're going to eventually need more of a wing defender. Like, I like Reeves a lot. I don't think DeJounte Murray can guard, again, like a Luka Doncic. It's not his game. You don't want LeBron on Luka. I don't know if Reeves can handle him. I do think one of those 6'7", 6'8", wing type players, now they don't grow on trees. Some people have speculated Jeremy Grant. I don't know about that. But it does seem interesting that the Lakers chatter is heating up just as the NFL starts to wind down. I do have one really good comparison as we segue over to NFL. So Rob G and I are batting around ideas, and you know, he mentioned something. And last year in the NBA, so Jokic had always been the guy who was an awesome talent, otherworldly player, great passer, great rebounder. He couldn't get it done in the playoffs. And thus he didn't quite get the respect of the rest of the league. So he wins the MVP and then he gets his title the next year. It's like, oh, Jokic, he's arrived. And now it's very clear Jokic is one of the two or three best players in the league. It wasn't that until he had the playoff breakthrough. Like, the MVP was nice, but you got to get the playoff breakthrough into the finals. And Rob G said, you know, Lamar is kind of, sort of, maybe having his Jokic season. And I thought about it and I said, okay, so Lamar has had playoff struggles, as Jokic did. Lamar's going to be the MVP. Jokic did. he's got a great supporting cast. Remember, Jokic had a good supporting cast, and then Aaron Gordon was hurt, and then Jamal Murray was hurt. And ultimately, when everybody was healthy, boom, Jokic finals MVP. Well, here we go. Ravens fully healthy. Mark Andrews is coming back this week. Is this kind of Lamar Jackson's Jokic-type season where everybody's healthy, everything fits in place, and all of a sudden, boom, Lamar Jackson is going to win the Super Bowl, as my dog freaks out because he largely agrees with Lamar Jackson winning the Super Bowl. Now, I'm still going Niners. The Niners are my pick to win the Super Bowl. I'm going to go what Niners narrowly over the Ravens. But I did like that Lamar Jackson-Jokic comparison. Just because I hadn't heard it anywhere, and it's kind of interesting because Lamar was totally different as a prospect, drafted at the end of the first round. Jokic, of course, was famously drafted in the second round. They cut to a Taco Bell commercial when Jokic was getting drafted. I kind of like that parallel between those two.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere. Like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office, install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
This is John Middlecoff from 3 and Out with John Middlecoff. eBay Motors is here for the ride. You know what I remember about my first car? Is that the moment I got it, I wanted to improve it. Because like most 16-year-old kids, you don't exactly get a luxury automobile. So you look at it, you go, well, I need to add some speakers. I need to tint out the windows. I need to make this thing the coolest car possible so I can cruise around town with all my buddies, waving at the babes, and enjoy myself. So my favorite part of car culture when I was young was definitely the subwoofers in the back of the car. And we built the boxes from scratch, had multiple 12-inch subs, and you could hear me coming from a long, long way away. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly. Brake kits, LED headlights, roof racks, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
And as we get more into the NFL, I do think one of the more interesting stories I saw yesterday was that the Chicago Bears, instead of going with Cliff Kingsbury, which is what it looked like on Thursday, if you saw the report that Kingsbury was going to interview for the OC job, and everybody's like, oh, Kingsbury worked with Caleb at USC. That's a slam dunk. Lock that up. Those two pairing together. Hello, Kingsbury gets back. Kingsbury's in good graces. And, oh, by the way, Eberflus, you're on the clock. You screw up, you're out, and they'll just move Kingsbury into the head coaching spot. All of it sounded great, and then you get this massive curveball that Shane Waldron, the OC of the Seattle Seahawks, is going to interview and likely get the Chicago Bears OC job. Now, that's a bit shocking to me because I'm looking at Waldron, and he's done some good things, clearly, with Seattle and Geno Smith. Last year, getting to the playoffs, Seattle's DVOA offensive efficiency the last 3 years, 7, 11, and 13. Not bad. Now, obviously, you had a lot of turnover in those 3 years, especially on the offensive line. You had the running back injuries, but you had two great receivers, Lockett and Metcalf. Everything was going excellent. And why would he leave now? Isn't that a lateral move going from OC in Seattle to suddenly OC in Chicago? Unless, I guess Waldron probably thinks he's not going to get the job. Maybe they're not even asking him to interview. And so now you're talking about Geno Smith losing his OC and his head coach. Waldron feeling like, hey, man, I had this offense humming and I'm not even going to get an opportunity to be the head coach here. It doesn't look like he's interviewed in Seattle and they're going to go probably Dan Quinn. So yeah, if you're kind of the backup and you're not getting the job, or you're the offensive coordinator and you're not even getting a look, it's probably time to go elsewhere. So Chicago has upward mobility, especially with Eberflus kind of being on the hot seat. Like, listen, if you're in year one, they're not blaming Caleb Williams. They're probably not blaming the OC. They already got rid of the DC. So who's left? You know, I would say it's pretty clear Eberflus is on the clock. Now, where it gets interesting is what if Kingsbury is able to get his way in here? Because you'd think that would be an incredible job for him. That division's very winnable, although Green Bay looks like it's on the come up. We'll see what happens with Ben Johnson leaving the Lions. Still a lot of uncertainty around the Vikings, but the head coach there is great. I mean, everybody likes O'Connell. Dan Campbell's doing a great job, but we'll see what happens when he loses Ben Johnson. I'm not the biggest LaFleur fan, but LaFleur has been very good and won a lot, and he's developed seemingly so far Jordan Love really well. So this is kind of an important hire for the Bears, and I honestly would be a little surprised if they went Waldron, but we'll see. It's not a 100% lock. And then the second order effect of that is, well, wait a minute. Is there a chance they keep Justin Fields? And I say, I'm sorry, guys, I refuse to even entertain any of that. I mean, Justin Fields, come on, that ship has totally sailed. Now, where it gets super interesting, on the Justin Fields front, again, you look around at some of these coaching moves, and it looks like Brian Callahan is going to get the job in Tennessee. He is the offensive coordinator in Cincinnati. Did wonders with Jake Browning, but does Brian Callahan want to consider taking on, say, Justin Fields? Or does he say, nope, we're good. Will Levis is my guy. I want to see what I got with Will Levis. Because I thought there would be a robust market for Fields, right? I don't think he would want to go and necessarily be a backup unless it was on a good team, like a backup to, say, Jalen Hurts, backup to, say, Patrick Mahomes, that where you can like hold a clipboard, see what the great quarterbacks do, work with an awesome head coach like an Andy Reid, sit behind a guy like Herbert. Now, that again, you're Justin Fields. You think, man, I was a first-round pick. What am I doing sitting on the bench? And you would rather go compete for, say, Atlanta. I don't think New Orleans is going to be open. Washington's probably drafting a quarterback. Like, I don't know. Somebody is going to say, hey, we want Justin Fields to come in and compete. It seems like Atlanta, but what if Belichick gets Atlanta? Does then he call Jimmy Garoppolo from the Raiders and say, hey, Jimmy, I know you. You're a proven commodity. I know what I'm getting. You know my system. Come on in. And then what's Fields left with? Is it like, okay, whoever gets the Seattle job, hey, Justin Fields, come on in and compete. Tampa looks like, and again, looks like they're going to go with Baker Mayfield, who, I mean, he had a hell of a run this season and an incredible postseason. Super impressive stuff from Baker. So, like, where does that leave Fields? There just aren't a lot of options. The Cleveland Browns are set. I mean, the Pittsburgh Steelers, I guess, are an option. But, I mean, if you're Mike Tomlin, it's like, all right, I saw Mason Rudolph. I saw Kenny Pickett. Let's bring on Justin Fields, like another young guy. What does this do for Russell Wilson? So, let's see where these coaches land. Tennessee going with Callahan is a bit of a surprise. I didn't think there was a big bidding war, a lot of interest in Brian Callahan, but he's an offensive guy, right? He was with Zach, I'm spacing on his name, the Bengals coach, who was with the Rams and McVay. So he comes from that Shanahan-McVay tree. Zach Taylor, by the way. He comes from that, like, crew. I don't know how close Callahan is with those guys. But the mere fact that he's been on staffs that employ the offense, the type of offense that everybody likes right now in the NFL, it's like, come on, it's a slam dunk. You've got to bring him on. I don't know. I kind of would hold out for McDonald, you know? Let's see. Brian Callahan, he's only 39. He was with the Bengals all the Zach Taylor years. Then he was a QB coach for the Raiders in 18. Let's see. Who was the Raiders head coach? Oh, man. Oof. It's going way back. 2018. Oh, Gruden. Oof. Yeah, I don't know. This Callahan move, we'll see, folks. I don't know. But that's it for today. We're going to be back. I want to hold off on the Kevin Durant topic. I got many thoughts on it. I'm sure you guys saw the quote-unquote news. Anything with Kevin Durant feels scripted, and his timing is for a reason, so I'm not going to read too much into it. Rob and I will chop it up tomorrow. That's it for today. We'll talk to you then.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.